Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Dr. Cruz.
Thank you for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, we are so happy to have you on our show, and I hope that you will continue to join us on these podcasts. And if you are a regular listener, we love you, and we thank you for being loyal listeners and for being on this journey with us. So today, we wanted to talk a little bit about being honest with yourself.
That's right.
Right?
Being honest with yourself.
Being honest with yourself.
It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It really has.
Yeah, we, so usually for these podcasts, we have topics, you know, that we have logged that we can pick from, right, when we talk. And every once in a while, we get inspired.
Yes.
To talk about something that's come up during the week, maybe an interaction with a patient or several interactions with patients.
Or just something that someone says, you know, like, I mean, discussions that take place throughout the day, and there's some interesting things that come up in the discussion, and we decide to podcast about that.
It might like jog our memory of something that we
absolutely
want to talk about. So this podcast is mainly because of some interactions we've had this week, several interactions we've had this week during consults. And, I do a lot of consults during the week, you know, whether they're in person in the office where, you know, they'll see Maureen, our nurse practitioner, and then Maureen will call me in. And so I'll get a chance to see people while they're there in the office. But I do a lot of phone consults too. A lot of those end up being maybe patients who didn't see me in the office, but then realize they want to talk to me later, or friends or family members of patients. A lot of them really are friends and family members. So people who refer us, maybe the family member lives in California or New York, or whatever, and they want to engage with us. And so all those are phone, you know, interviews and conversations. And so, you know, like every other week, I had a lot of consults this week. And this week particularly, I kind of had this repeated thing occurring, right? And so it just really struck me that it was something maybe we should talk about because I think it's important, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. So a lot of times when I'm doing the consults, you know, the people are suffering, right? Usually from digestive issues, right? Primarily. And then they have other issues too. I mean, you know, for the most part, it's high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know,
diabetes.
Those are the common ones. Depression is another one that we
anxiety.
Get a lot. Yeah, having anxiety, overweight, they're tired, they have low energy. You know, this is, look, I mean, this is what we're dealing with today, right? I mean, this is, you know, it feels like half of America for whatever reason. It just feels that way. But it's a lot of the same story over and over again. And I like hearing that from people. I don't like hearing it, but it's consistent, right? I think that's the message. And then, you know, we listen to them about what issues they're having. But then I ask them, like, what are you eating and drinking, right? So I try to, you know, how are you sleeping? I mean, we ask all kinds of questions. You know, what are you stressed out about? Especially if stress and anxiety is a big part of their life. So I kind of pinpoint the questions based on what issues they're having. But the question I ask all the time is, what are you eating during the day? Give me an example of what you're eating and drinking, right? Now, most of the time, people will be pretty honest. You know, most of the time, they'll... Well, honestly, I know I don't eat very well, you know, and then they'll go into what they're eating. And like, you know, we're not there to judge people. Like, you know, we weren't eating the healthiest diet too for the longest time. So I'm not there to like point a finger and be like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, you know. But what really got me this week is that pretty much everyone I spoke to really kind of, I felt straight up wasn't honest with themselves and with me. Right. So one of the things I get all the time is, what are you eating? Oh, I eat really healthy. I eat a salad every day and I eat vegetables all day long. And I'm like, really? Because I don't even eat vegetables all day long. Like, you know, like, come on, you're not really eating vegetables all day long, you know? Oh, no, I eat a ton of vegetables and I eat a ton of salad. And I'm like, okay, well, what else are you eating? Well, I eat a lot of salad and I eat a lot of vegetable, and they just keep repeating themselves. I'm like, okay. I said, tell me about yesterday. Like, tell me from starting in the morning until you went to bed. I want to know everything that went in your mouth. And there's like this long pause. And this happens with everybody who comes at me with salad and vegetables, mm-hmm. okay? Well, yesterday was a bad day. So we shouldn't even look at yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, how about the day before? Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you ate all day long the day before. Well, that day was a really weird day for me. So we shouldn't look at that. I'm thinking, okay, well, is there any like normal day? Like, So I said to them, I said, look, this is again, this happens with all the people who start off with that part of the conversation. Tell me about yesterday. I want to know everything you ate yesterday. And so they start talking and there's literally no vegetables and there's no salad in any part of the day, which is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, at least they finally, like, I have to like pull it out of them, you know? And the thing is that when you're sick and you're not feeling good and you want help, like, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
About it.
And I think that...
Because I can't help them.
I know, but I think right? that people get, first of all, this is a very private, personal thing, right? This is like digging into, you know, into what they're doing every day.
Right.
And I think that people get embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I think that they're...
Well, and they know it's not healthy, probably, what they're doing, and they don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they don't want to admit it. Right. And so I don't, I've never taken it as they're being dishonest. I just think that it's like you said, they're not being truly honest with themselves. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not. But I really have always felt that most people, they're just like embarrassed, mm-hmm. and they want it. I mean, in general, it used to be that the patients want to like please the doctor and be doing. I mean, look, even when I go see the doctor, you know, if she asks me,
it's all glowing.
If
reviews.
I've been taking my vitamin D, which she told me to take 2 years ago, like, I'm embarrassed to say, well, yeah, I haven't been taking my vitamin D, you know, they want to please you and they want you to think that they're trying to do what you've told them, or they're mm-hmm. trying to take care of themselves.
And most of the time, I've never even talked to these patients before, or clients, right?
Those are
so
new
it's
consults.
Like the initial consults, I've never spoken to them before.
So
there's no expectations.
Thing. Well, that's another thing, though. They don't even know you, right?
But so what's funny is they know that vegetables and salad are good, mm-hmm. right? And so they lead with that, right? Oh, I eat a lot of vegetables and salad. I'm like, okay, that's great, you know? Now let's get into the rest of your day, you know? Here's the bottom line. Like, with someone like me who is, you know, trying to help you get well, you know, just be really upfront. Just be like, look, Tina, my diet's crappy, you know, and I'll tell you right now, this is what I'm eating, you know. I mean, you don't have to say it like that, but it'll help me pinpoint and give you some guidance, because we spend literally like, you know, half of the conversation trying to pull out of them what they're really eating so that I can help them. Right. And so I feel like sometimes I'm I don't like wasting time. Right.
right. Chop, chop.
Cut right to the chase.
Yeah. Chop, chop. Chop. Whereas me, I go in and
you're like, beat around the bush a little bit.
Yeah. I'm willing to like take that time and just warm up and to ask them about their spouse and their kids and their grandkids and
Two
what kind of work
hours
do they do.
Later.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why. For me, you know, it's really become, I mean, medicine, you know, to me has always been about that relationship I have with that patient. And I always, you know, dreamed of growing old with my patients. that's what I've always had. That was
your vision.
That was my vision. And so in a way, I've kind of created that for myself with my patients, you know, it's true. It's, you know, I think that sometimes it is hard for us to be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that in what we're doing, like, we really need people to just open up and say, yeah, you know what? I'm drinking 6 Mountain Dews every morning. Mm-hmm. I don't need any vegetables. I don't eat any lettuce because all it is crunchy water.
Yeah.
I don't,
you know. Tell me how you really feel.
I eat a lot of Cheetos because they really taste good.
They taste good. Yeah. And I don't like this green or that green because it tastes bad. And that's important for me to know.
Right.
Like, all that is important. And it's all okay.
Yes.
Like, that's what I want people to know. I'm not there to judge people.
Yeah. No. We're there to help. Yeah. You know, we're there to help. That's the ultimate goal.
Right.
Is we want to help our patients, our clients. And the only way we can help is by them telling us really what's going on.
Right.
And being open to what we have to say.
Right.
I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you know, I had a patient with her mother who both of them swore they've been drinking Mountain Dew like, you know, six a day or more, and swore that it had nothing to do with any of the symptoms, you know. And I mean, you know what? It's a society that we've grown up in here in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if all of this soda and all of this processed food and all of this stuff is being sold in mass quantity to the masses, well, it must not be that bad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it can't be causing any medical issues.
Yeah. I mean, why, or just any of your symptoms. I mean, why would they be selling this stuff?
Right.
But,
well, it was like what we heard, you know, tonight we saw someone and she was telling us that she really thinks what we do is really important because people don't really understand how important food is to our digestive system. And she was talking about how when she first started dating her husband, that he would not feel good, right? He'd have a stomach ache or a headache. And the first question she would ask him is, what did you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, what does that have to do with anything? And she's like, that has everything to do with it, right? Yeah. And so not many people get that part, you know, that it's about what we eat. So I think it is important to, you know, I think in general, people know the right things to do. And because we're not doing them, there's this little guilt right there. And so they don't want to admit what they're doing. But the first step in getting well is to say, okay, I'm really not eating well and I need to do better, you know, and you don't have to completely shift your diet overnight. You know, I tell everybody, it's a journey. And that's why I try to get the whole story from them and try to understand what they like and what they don't like so that we can ease into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, it took us 2 years to transition our diet.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not like, I mean, for the most part, we try to eat healthy. We try to eat very alkaline and, you know, but it's not perfect. I mean, it's not perfect. And there's still, you know, we still eat things that we probably shouldn't eat. But because we're human and it's not, you know, we try to do our best. But it's baby steps and just, you know, consistency and being intentional. We haven't talked about intentional in a long time, but being intentional. Every day is a new day where you're making decisions. And some of the decisions that you're going to make are going to be about what you're going to put into your body. Okay? What you're going to put into your body. And is that important? Absolutely, it is important. It's so important. It's important what you put in your body. It's important if you're moving, doing some exercise. All of these things are important because though even if you feel amazing and you feel great and you're not having any issues, look, if you're continuing to put this stuff into your body that's not healthy, it will catch up with you. Okay? If you're not moving your body and exercising, it will catch up with you. And someday you will pay for it. You will pay for it because inevitably it happens. Our bodies are all aging. We're all going into in the same direction. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
And they can only take so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that we'll go ahead and bring this podcast to close. Thank you so much for joining us and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.